Hello everyone and welcome to the latest edition of the European show. We have been away for a while. I apologize for that. The disruption to the schedule caused by COVID has hit us just like it's hit everyone else. But we are here and we have got a bumper show for you this time around. We've got some new faces and some old to talk about football. We've got Semra Hunter from La Liga TV coming on to tell us all what's happening in Spain. We've got our old friend Chris Williams coming out of retirement to talk Bundesliga. But first, top of the shop, the man himself, Connor Clancy, is here to talk about Serie A. And we had to talk about Serie A first for two reasons, Connor. One, because obviously Inter Milan are going to be facing Liverpool in the Champions League, so we need to know how they're going. But also, it's still all a bit bonkers, isn't it?
It is still a bit bonkers. Yeah, hang on. I'm not just going to allow you to move past this so soon. An old face. Oh. I'm not exactly aged great in my 20s, but that's a bit rich. Come on.
A face our listeners are, a voice our listeners are used to. I mean, I was trying to be nice here.
I'll take it.
I'm not ranking the faces. I wanted to make sure of that.
No, but you're right. Look, Serie A, as mad as it has been for pretty much all of this season, we're settling into Inter being the clear leaders and the clearly the best team. That was just seen again in January with them taking Robin Gosens from Atalanta. Probably the only Italian club that could really flex and sign Gosens from Atalanta. But yeah. Other than that, it's a bit mad, and we're going to be treated to the Milan derby when we get back after this international break, and then we've also got Inter-Napoli to come. So I don't think it's going to become any less chaotic and unpredictable in the next few weeks, but I do say that with a little bit of caution, given the Milan-Juve game that we've already discussed, but let's try and not get into that too much today.
Yeah.